Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I'm delighted to have Marina Doratmiroff in the studio today. She's a professor and a voice teacher at UNCW, and I'm going to ask her a few questions about herself to get us warmed up, and then we'll be talking about something wonderful that the music department at UNCW does every fall and every spring, providing concerts that are affordable and delightful for the public. So first of all, Marina, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you, Jamila. I'm thrilled to be here.
Good. Now, you're a professor at UNCW and you teach voice. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your training, first of all.
Okay. I not only teach voice at the university, but I also am fortunate enough to teach these basic studies courses, which are called Exploring Music, which is a very exciting name for the fundamentals of music for non-majors. So they come in not knowing anything about music at all, and through a journey of a semester, they learn how to read music, how to perform basic skills on the piano, on the recorder, and be appreciative audience members. So that's a great class. My training started, we can work backwards. I got my master's at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and studied with a variety of fantastic faculty. I was very fortunate there. And that was a result of my studies in Europe, because it turns out that in Europe, they don't appreciate our degrees, and in the States, we don't appreciate the degrees in Europe. So in order to get a role in academia, I had to get my master's here in the States. Before that, I decided to study in Italy for 3 years.
Oh, my.
Oh, it was so exciting. And I studied for 2 years in Rome at the Accademia di Santa Cecilia.
Vivaldi territory,
exactly.
Right in there. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. And what inspiration to have the lights and the romantic aspect of Rome to study in. No air conditioning.
I'm sure.
And I auditioned and got into the studios the first year with Renata Scotto, the great Renata Scotto.
Oh, my.
And the next year with Silvana Bartoli, which is Cecilia Bartoli's mother.
Oh,
that was an honor.
Goodness.
A huge and a kind, kind woman as well. And then the other year I studied at the Accademia di Chigiana in Siena, another very, very romantic Italian town. Mm. And that was with Raina Kabaivanska. So that was my journey in Italy. And I decided to come back to the States. And what a great idea that was, because it landed me back in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I actually was an undergraduate at UNCW.
You were. So that's your previous tie here.
Exactly. And I started, believe it or not, as an international business major.
Well, that can serve you well if you're performing internationally.
Indeed.
If you want to have a career outside of the States, that's excellent. You were telling me before we came on the air that a number of the faculty at UNCW are internationally renowned artists, and they travel and perform. And that's a wonderful thing for the students to have working professionals teaching them. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Absolutely. I think this is one of the few institutions with which I am familiar, that the entire faculty is active. And this makes us unique in many, many ways for the students. They're all of the faculty, all of the professors are active performers. They are actively teaching in other institutions as well. And most of them travel internationally with their art. So fortunate to have them as colleagues. And the students are very fortunate to have them as well. And they get to see us perform. The students get to see us perform, which is wonderful. And that's what's so fantastic about our active participation in the community. And as you mentioned, the mission that we have as the music department to provide affordable concerts. And if you think about the fact that most of the faculty performs internationally and their concerts are usually ticket prices are fairly high. So to see these people, to see us perform for $5 or sometimes free,
mm-hmm.
what a treat.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat. And not only is the mission to provide affordable concerts, but also they're very interesting and intellectually stimulating and oftentimes will speak to the audience. So very informative as well.
So these are great concerts often to bring your children to, because they aren't necessarily like, you know, 3-hour performances. They might be an hour long, and they're is explanation, and you said there's intellectual exploration and a chance to really get educated about the music as well as to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So, oh, that's great. Now, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Marina Doratmirov. She is a professor at UNCW, a voice teacher, and also teaches something that sounds a bit like what we used to have in the public schools many years ago, music appreciation, but you take it a step beyond that, where people actually get to learn to read music and play a little bit of piano, a little bit of recorder, so they get a sense of what it's like to be in the realm of music themselves.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. Let's talk now about some of these great affordable programs coming up. As Marina said, a lot of the tickets are free. Some are only $5. There are a few that are a bit more than that because they're scholarship concerts. But basically, I mean, they're really easy for all of us to afford. The first one coming up that I'm very excited about is Side by Side by Sondheim.
For anybody who has not listened to any of Sondheim's music, they absolutely must delve in. There are some opera lovers who turn their nose up to musical theater, and Sondheim is just as complex as Verdi. So I highly recommend wetting their palate for musical theater with Sondheim. And there are little bits and pieces in Side by Side by Sondheim from Little Night Music, from Company, from Sunday in the Park with George, and Into the Woods. And
oh,
the students performing are the same ones, or many of them are from Cendrillon, for those who caught that in the spring. You'll get to see them on stage again. And it's a perfect opportunity to see the collaboration between the theater department and the music department, and we're building quite a beautiful relationship with them. Betsy Curtis and Mara Johnson will be on the piano. That's right, two pianists. They're providing the orchestra, so we'll have two pianos and two pianists, and it will be a very full accompaniment to these young, wonderful, talented students.
Will there be costumes for the students to
get? They will be
oh,
in costume.
Good, because there's some great costuming going on at the university now.
Indeed. Mark Sorensen is a magician.
And one of the things I love about Sondheim is he can create a quartet or even an octet in which each person is singing something different. The words are fascinating and the melody is scintillating and it all comes together so the music and the words blend. You could take any one of those parts and listen to it separately and enjoy it, but they all come together. I think about in A Little Night Music when there's that wonderful piece that's now and soon and later, three different characters singing about what they want to have happening in their lives now and soon and later. And those three different characters and three different tunes and amazing words come together and you think, wow. Yeah, great stuff. That particular performance, Side by Side by Sondheim, is coming up Friday, August 24th at 7 p.m. And then let's talk about the UNCW Cello Festival.
Oh, it's so very exciting. It's the first cello festival we've ever had. Chris Johns is leading the festival itself. I actually got a phone call recently. A colleague of mine at Guilford College called to congratulate me and UNCW and the music department, not me personally, but the work that we're doing, that we're moving forward. And he is a cellist. He's a cello instructor at Guilford College and so thrilled that there's something to which he can send his students. So we're actually going to be able to have not only people from Wilmington, but even creating a greater community.
So there'll be master classes as part of that?
There'll be master classes and there will be concerts by world-renowned cellists as well, and many opportunities for our community to come and see very talented people for free or $5.
That's great. It looks like the actual festival where folks can take a master class and participate. That's on Friday, August 24th, but there's also a cello festival finale concert on Saturday, the 25th, in the gorgeous Beckwith Recital Hall, which has the most amazing acoustics, which is as it should have for the music department.
Absolutely.
Great. Now, we only have about a minute and a half left, Marina, so we can't get into all of the concerts, but if you could just kind of give us a few highlights of some other ones that are coming up in the next month or two.
I'm happy to do so. I'm thrilled and will be at every single one of these concerts. Mary Jo White is having a concert. She's very active in the community as well. Mike Waddell, Barry Solwyn, who will be playing some beautiful music. I'm particularly excited about Joe Hickman's choral concert. He'll be doing the Mozart Mass in C.
Oh my.
So if anybody's not had that, speaking of interdependent and independent lines, Mozart was the king of that. Mm-hmm. We will be having the alumni benefit concert again for the music scholarships, and I encourage people to come out to that on September 21st. That is one that is a little bit more expensive, but absolutely worth it, and we are incredibly grateful for the crowds that come and support the students. And rumor has it that Rob Nathanson in September will be having a guest classical guitarist, and we're all very excited, and until we get it completely confirmed, I will not mention it. But anybody can call Ann Seymour and get all the details.
Yes, she's your best contact for information. First of all, you could go to uncw.edu/music to see all these upcoming programs, or you can contact Ann Seymour at UNCW's Music Department. Here is her email, SEYMOUR. A, looks like Seymoura, at uncw.edu. And the phone number is 910-962-3415. That's Ann Seymour. She will definitely help you out. It sounds like a wonderful fall at UNCW.
We're very excited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Marina Dorotmaroff from UNCW's Music Department here on WHQR.